السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Tonight being the last night, you know, they say that when a plane is flying high, so then you have to also, you got to land the plane also. So inshallah, tonight's program we'll try to prepare ourselves and condition ourselves for what comes after the month of Ramadan. Remember, this month of Ramadan was a training program. It was an opportunity for us to spiritually overhaul ourselves. But now, once the month of Ramadan is over, we are not expected also to apply ourselves and exert ourselves to that extent. Food and drink will now become permissible. All that now, we have to channel that entire energy for the entire month of Ramadan. We were focusing on staying away from that which was haram or that which was usually halal. Now after Ramadan, all of that now becomes completely permissible. Now what we need to do is redirect and rechannel that energy just to stay away from that which is haram. That is all. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has proved to us in the month of Ramadan that we are capable. We have the potential. We can do it. So there are a few things that we just need to be very careful of. And the biggest enemy that we have is the enemy within. So we have two enemies. One is nafs and shaitan. These are our two enemies. Shaitan in the month of Ramadan, Allah has kept him chained. And after the month of Ramadan, there will be a release. And the nafs now kicks into action. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi gives the example of a person who went to the Himalaya mountains and he found a huge python. And this python was in hibernation. So he picked up this python and he brought it to the local village. And he started bragging that, look, I got this python here, and he wrapped it around his neck. But now what happened was, when the rays of the sun started to shine on the body of the python, it started to move. So when it started to move, this person who had the python, he was the first to run for his life. So Allama Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi says that what happened? That it got exposed to the heat of the sun. So he said, O Salik, O that person who is traversing this path of connecting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ever trust the snake of the nafs. This nafs, you know, those old sins, what happens is that during the month of Ramadan, when we go for Jamaat, we spend time in the company of the pious, then that nafs goes into, if we may say, a state of hibernation. And now what happens after the month of Ramadan, it gets exposure once again to those old sins. And then that nafs starts moving again, and next thing you know, the person is caught again. So we have to be very, very wary. We have to be very wary of this nafs. It is an enemy that is within. As a person is concerned about, you know, home invasions in our country, robberies, hijackings, may Allah protect all of us. But a person is taught to be vigilant. You need to be careful. You need to watch out. So in the same way, if we have an enemy within, we can never ever trust ourselves. So that is the one aspect that we need to be very careful of. And then, as Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, he gave five pieces of advice, and in poetic form. He said that if you want to establish, first of all, you want to get the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for those who got the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they want to maintain the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only maintain the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but increase their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then it's ataya nisbat, baqaya nisbat, and irtifa'i nisbat. You want to increase your nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he had prescribed five actions, and inshallah we can make intention to practice it in our lives. He said the first thing is gunaho se mufaraqat, that the person stays away from sins. As we said, all effort in staying away just from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have plentiful of halal. Eat halal food, you know, have, you know, fun and halal entertainment, and have, you know, smile with the family and do all halal things. To such an extent, our Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah used to say that even if it means you want to go to the beach, then just find a beach that is secluded and quiet, and there's, you know, not so much of nudity on the beaches, find a spot like that, but you too can enjoy the beautiful waters of the ocean, nature. Alhamdulillah, in this country, Allah has blessed us. We have such beauty in this country, you know, that you can find the entire world in this country. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us in this country. So enjoy nature. All of that is completely permissible. But the main effort is just stay away from violating any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was gunah se mufaraqat. The second was asbabe gunah se mubaadat. That stay away from any avenue of sin. Anything that will lead you to a sin. You know now, if the person met up in an accident, he was driving, and he was, you know, at a certain spot, he was taking a bend or whatever it was, and he met up in an accident. So now what happens is when he's driving on that road again, he's cautious that, listen, I mustn't make a mistake again. I need to be careful. So if you know now that, listen, I got caught with a sin in a certain way, and this was a means for me to get involved in that particular sin, then stay away from that avenue. Stay away from that, the means to that sin. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. That do not even go close to zina. Because if a person goes close, then, you know, a person can easily slip. So that was the second, that asbabe guna se mubaadat. The third is sunnato par muwazaba. That the person should try to implement the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of barakat and rahmah and nur. And every action that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged in was filled with nur, and it was filled with barakat. And hence, if you will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the pathway to Jannah. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you'll also get the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you follow the beloved of Allah, then you also will become beloved. You know, they say the friend of the friend also becomes a friend. You know? He said, this person is my friend, but he's a friend of my friend, so, you know, I've also come to know him. So if we befriend and we follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah we will link ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, that naqshe qadam nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That in following the naqshe qadam, the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے. This is the road to Jannah. Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. Linking ourselves to Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, you are actually linking yourself to Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. So that was the third aspect. The fourth was ذکر اللہ پر مداومت. Try to be consistent on your adhikar and your dhikr. That every day at least try to recite 100 times Durood Sharif, Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are indebted to Rasulullah. At least 100 times every day, try and recite Durood and Salawat. And the easiest Durood, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi. These are short, you know, formats of Durood. How, you know, we're traveling in our from our home to our workplace. If you just recite Durood while you're traveling, you'll be surprised. Within, you know, one trip, you can finish more than 100 Durood. Together with that, at least recite 100 times istighfar. Remember that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I seek forgiveness in Allah more than 70 times a day, the Rasul of Allah. Now imagine the Rasul of Allah was masoom, he was sinless. And he is seeking istighfar and he is seeking forgiveness more than 70 times. And in some riwayat it comes 100 times. So if the Nabi of Allah is doing that, how much more shouldn't we? Hence our ulama say at least 100 times istighfar. Even if you just say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Or if you want to use the format of the Quran Majid, Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Allah forgive and have mercy, for you are the most forgiving and you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. How long will that take? So you recite 100 times istighfar. And together with that, if the person, you know, can recite the first kalima, La ilaha illallah, try to recite it, you know, 100 times a day, and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times a day. Inshallah, if a person maintains this, then, you know, the Dhikr of Allah, there is one saying that, I forgot the words, but basically, if a person, you know, maintains his zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what happens? He keeps his soul, he keeps his ruh alive. This is the ghiza and the food of the soul. So you have to, just as you give yourself a physical food, you also need to give yourself spiritual food. And that spiritual food is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tilawat of the Quran and Majid, our recitation of our salah, these are all spiritual food. So we need to keep our ruh alive. Because when you will abandon the dhikr of Allah, then your ruh becomes weak. As you stay away from food, what happens to your body? It becomes weak. So your ruh becomes weak, and then nafs and shaitan overpowers that soul. And finally, the last piece of advice is that Allah walo ki musahabat. That the person tries to keep the company of the pious. Try and keep good company. Remember that the company that you keep, it shapes you. As Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'a as-sadiqin. O you who believe, fear Allah and be in the company of the sadiqin, of the pious, of the truthful ones. So if you will keep the company of the good people, then it will have a good impact on you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to make amal. Allah Ta'ala accept all our ibadat, our tilawat, our zikrullah, you know, throughout the month of Ramadan. And most importantly, may Allah make us of those who are forgiven in the month of Ramadan and secure the treasure of taqwa. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. La nuhsi thanana alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsika wa kareem, rahim, most forgiving, loving, caring Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah, in these last few moments of this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. This is the last fast that we will engage in, Ya Allah, tomorrow, Ya Allah. Make it, Ya Allah, a good fast, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let us, Ya Allah, do anything, Ya Allah, that will destroy all the efforts that we engaged in during the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, just as we conducted ourselves in the month of Ramadan in your obedience, Ya Allah, make it such that after the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we remain as far as possible in your obedience, Ya Allah. Allah, keep us far, far away from your disobedience. For after all, those who will disobey you will only bring nothing but restlessness and anxiety into their lives, Ya Allah. Bless us with a life of tranquility, a life of prosperity, a life of happiness, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive each and every one of us our major, minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alleviate the suffering of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, you provide for them, Ya Allah. Allah, have mercy upon the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Restore the dignity of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. You provide for them, Ya Allah. O Allah, those who have lost their near and dear ones, Ya Allah, bless them, Ya Allah, with sukoon in their hearts, Ya Allah. You console them, Ya Allah. O Allah, O Allah, give us the realization that we too have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa salatu wa salamu alayka, Ya Rasulallah. Cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. But O Allah, if it is not muqaddar, Ya Allah, then wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat, O Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights upon us, Ya Allah. O Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Give us clean, purified hearts, Ya Allah. O Allah, our near and dear ones who have passed away, Ya Allah, fill their graves with noor, Ya Allah. O Allah, those who have shown kindness to us, whether it is our parents, our teachers, Ya Allah, our grandparents, our uncles, our aunts, whoever it may have been, whoever shown kindness to us in any way whatsoever, Ya Allah, then we beseech you grant them the best of dunya and akhirah. And if they have passed away, Ya Allah, make their graves gardens from the gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah. Allah, enter us into Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisabay yasira. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khair ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.